When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Americano up for Jazlyn?
It's Jazlyn.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as...
PLT.
The podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you told your social media girl at work that you had a really good idea for a new TikTok or reel. You thought you could take, you know, some of your staff and your regulars and use the theme song to Cheers in the background, to which she said, "What's Cheers?" Hi, I'm Ryan Steele. And with me, as always, is the only woman I've ever known to fall off a water slide and live... It's Amy Goodmurphy.
Hello. Yay. Thank you. That's right. I did fall off a water slide.
Yeah.
A tall one.
Yeah.
You know how that you can see ones that are like way up high in the sky? They go past the clouds pretty much. Yeah. And then they're like straight up and down.
Yeah.
I went on one.
Really?
And I kind of like, I jumped. You're supposed to just lay flat and back, but I laid forward and I kind of did like a jump.
Okay.
And so I essentially jumped off the water slide unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
I fell to the ground.
How many feet?
Oh, I want to say probably like 300 feet.
Okay.
And then I'm not really good with measurements, but I think it was like something like that.
That's scary.
If that's high.
Yeah, that's pretty high.
And then I fell to the ground. It was straight up cement, but here's the kicker. It was new cement. So it was wet. And cushioned my fall, sort of. Like,
okay.
I did break my face completely and every bone in my face, my chest, my stomach, and the front part of my legs. But... And now there's an imprint there of me falling, which is kind of neat.
Was it Splashdown Park in Chilliwack?
It was Splashdown Park in Chilliwack. And sort of the thing that is embarrassing, though, is that when I fell, both of my breasts separated to each side of my body.
Oh.
So the imprint is like my boobs are almost like pointing left and right.
Kind of like an alien or something.
Yeah. So when I went there last year, I actually noticed that they made it a sign where it's like, go right to the concession and left to the bathrooms. And it's my tits that are the right and left arrows. So that was not cool that they did that, but...
Well, it's kind of an honor, I think, to be honest.
I guess.
Also, note to self, go to Splashdown Park this summer and check it out.
Check it out. You'll know where to go, right or left.
Yeah.
Anyway, she didn't know Cheers. That is...
She fucking didn't know Cheers. And she is 30 years old. And you know what I said? I had a bunch of regulars sitting at my bar. They were all in their 40s, 50s, you know, a little bit of an older crowd. And I said this right away. And my two gays, Rod and Taylor, love them. They're both hairdressers in their 50s. They're fabulous. They drink every day. I love them. They give Score a lot of money. I said it to them. They almost had a conniption. She doesn't know Cheers.
Well, who
I'm like,
doesn't
she
know
doesn't
Cheers?
Know Cheers. And here's what I said to the gay boys. I said, yeah, she doesn't know Cheers. Here's the thing. I'm born in 78. You know what was before my time? Happy Days, MASH, All in the Family. But you know what I know? Those fucking TV shows. I Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah.
I know these shows because it's part of being an adult and knowing about life before you.
Exactly. Having respect.
Yeah, does she even know what Full House is, you little bitch?
Oh, she probably know Candace Cameron from Hallmark.
Well, yeah, Christian crazy woman.
We don't talk about her.
We don't talk about her. It's Candace Cameron free podcast.
Do you think the show Taxi was filming when I was born? No, it had been done filming, I think. That is not a fact. I haven't looked it up, but I'm pretty sure it was filmed way before my time. And guess who watched it? me because I have respect for my elders.
And KVUS 12 used to always repeat shows like that. So they'd be on around dinner time. I remember we'd watch. And also I'd watch Taxi a little bit because one of my first crushes growing up was Tony Danza from Who's the Boss. Sometimes he'd take his shirt off. Maybe he had a six pack, a little bit of hair on there. And 8-year-old me was like thinking things. And before he was on Who's the Boss, Tony Danza was on Taxi as an even younger. He was a boxer. Oh, I think God, he was a boxer on both, maybe. But yeah, he was even shirtless on Taxi too. So, you know, mom would be like, Ryan, time for bed. But mom, I want to watch Taxi. Okay, watch Taxi. Then you're going to bed. It's 7:30.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably like, your dad was probably like, let him watch Louise. He likes watching the chicks on there.
That's right. There's some boxing on there. I like that too. Nice and masculine.
Yeah, but really, you were looking for Tony Danza.
Looking for Tony Danza shirtless.
He's so hot. He still is so hot. Mm-hmm. He's been in some things later on. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm thinking things not about that I want to be with him, but that I want to look like him.
Yeah.
He's hot.
You know what I always love to?
What?
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
You went to Madonna last night.
I went to Madonna last night.
Okay, look, everyone went. Everyone went.
I did notice that.
I was the only little queer that didn't go.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it looked unreal. They dropped her in a chair. Was that last night or a different concert?
They didn't drop. Like, she dropped?
Yeah, they dropped her.
Oh, no.
In a concert before Vancouver, they showed on social media that her dancer dropped her on stage while she was singing. Yeah. Oh,
but you know what she did do?
What?
At the very beginning of the show, she comes out and, like, everyone was standing up. And she's like, yes, everyone, thank you for getting up. And she looked at one person. She's like, why aren't you standing? And then they kind of motioned to her that they couldn't. They weren't able to. And Madonna was like, oh, my God. I'm sorry about that. Let's still have a good time. Oh my God, that's not the first time I've done that. She kind of like
Madonna.
Made fun of herself.
Good.
But here's the thing.
It was a mistake.
I went to this concert with very, I don't want to say low expectations, but I think I've talked about this before. I'm learning to go to comedians, musicians, any show that I'm excited for. I try not to get too excited because right. You just go in and then you get disappointed.
Yeah.
I went in with very average expectations. I've never seen Madonna live. I'm not a giant Madonna fan, but as a man who's 46 years old, she shaped my life with music for a lot of it. She came out, number one, sounded amazing. Sang over her vocals on some tracks, but a lot of songs just sang herself. Very good. Looked snatched. Is that what we say lately?
Wow, really?
Looked real good. The body was tight. She had a knee brace on one of her knee. But, you know, maybe that's from when she fell.
She was dropped. She didn't fall. They dropped her.
Yeah, the show, like, she was going around, like, the ceiling of the place. She was, like, they were throwing her everywhere. Madonna was all over the place.
I loved all the stories. I saw the voguing and the tens. Everybody got tens. Tens across the board, mm-hmm. I think. And I saw Pam Anderson. She's a Vancouver icon.
Let's go.
She's from here. She lives here. Mm-hmm. She lives on the island. Same thing, Vancouver Island.
Yes.
But I thought that was so cool. And Pam Anderson, she's doing something. Mm-hmm. She was the face of Aritzia in a campaign recently, and she looked hot to trot.
And she's doing like the no makeup or very minimal makeup
thing.
Yeah,
love
it. Love it. She's a stunner. She's a naturally beautiful woman.
She looks amazing.
Yeah, she came out. Her hair was healthy. I'm so gay. Her hair was healthy.
Her hair was healthy.
But I will say one thing we were all worried about and waiting for is that Madonna has a tendency to go on a little bit late.
Oh.
And so everyone was like, I want to go to sleep, Madonna. Let's go. She went on right before 10 and finished right after 12. But at one of her shows in New York not too long ago, she went on a little bit later than that even. I think she started at 10:30, 11, and two gays sued her.
No, Brian.
They sued her. It's still like up for, I mean, they haven't gone to court or anything. Madonna, I guess, has blamed some sort of mechanical faults for the show being delayed. It was not her being a diva, which I swear to God, it probably was her being
a
diva.
They sued her.
Imagine these two gays. Let's be those gays leaving the concert.
No, I'm kind of loving it. Okay, my name is Brock.
Brock, and I'm Chaz.
Chaz and Brock.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, at what point is this?
So this is like 1:15 in the morning, and we've just left.
Okay. Chaz?
Yes, Brock?
I am fucking pissed.
I am livid as livid can be, girl.
Honestly, she thinks she's Madonna. Guess who fucking is better than Madonna? Us, bitch. She can't just walk in here. We paid X amount of dollars to fucking be in here.
$2,000 each.
And you know that's nothing for us.
Nothing.
You know that's nothing for us, Chaz.
I know, bro.
But you know what? I want to teach Madonna a lesson.
We're going to. Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
Let's sue the bitch.
Let's sue the fucking cunt and get every penny she's fucking worth.
That's right. I want her to fucking drown because we need more.
Yes.
And she can't just do this to us.
I'm only going to get 6 hours of sleep now and she must fucking pay for that.
Ugh, Chaz, give me some poppers and let's go out.
Let's go. I want to get a third.
I'm feeling crazy. No, Chaz.
Brock.
We're exclusive. We're not in an open relationship. I just wanted to dance with poppers.
She also kept drinking Budweiser throughout the whole show. show, she always had a bottle of Bud. Well, and at one point, she went to this area and she poured the beer all over the gays. And they were like, ah!
I'm telling you, why do gays love to get sprayed? Well, sorry, I heard it. I know the answer. I heard it. They love to get sprayed with any type of liquid.
They do. Because then my gays on the walk home, they were like, if Madonna had done that to you, would you have liked it? I would have been like, yes. For the rest of my life, I could say Madonna poured Budweiser on me.
Can I tell you something?
Go on.
I would hate that.
Really?
I don't want anyone spraying beer on me.
Even Madonna.
No, even Madonna. I'd be like, you're getting sued, bitch. You're getting sued, bitch.
Get Brock and Chaz on the phone. Yes. I need to see who their lawyer is, and I'm going to fucking do the same thing.
Get those two gays. I am suing.
Imagine an icon of all time, Madonna, ends up in jail because she started one show late that maybe was beyond her control, and another show, she poured beer on someone, and that was her demise.
I would say she was a homophobe. I'd be like, maybe she likes gay men, but she doesn't like gay women.
She's like, dykes.
I would say that she said, dyke, and then sprayed all over us.
She's trying to burn us.
Yes. No, I don't want Budweiser. Also, why Budweiser,
and
Madonna?
She was trying to be so cool with it. She kept like swigging it, and at one point, she spit it on the ground, too. Here's the thing. She's, again, mid-60s, love her. Like I said, so proud of her. I can't believe she's still doing this at her age. But she was trying to be pretty cool a couple times, and I was like, hey, girl. Tone it back a little bit.
Okay, Madonna. Mm-hmm. Madonna. Wow. Well, it sounded like an amazing concert.
Yeah, it really was.
I don't like the spray.
No.
I love that those gays sued. Okay. I really like that a lot.
Yeah.
I feel sad. Mm-hmm. But also, I don't think I'd sue. I would be really upset.
Yeah.
The mechanical, if it is like, if there is an issue, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. That happens.
Yeah.
Can you imagine suing somebody for making you wait an hour and a half for the show?
I know.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Who are these gays? I really need someone to show me what these gays look like. I just need to put a face to the thing. Okay. Anyways, listen, we're fresh off our JFL shows.
Plural. How you feeling?
I'm feeling crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling a little crazy. I definitely like, I have anxiety until the show happens, and the show happens, I'm still having anxiety. And then that night I'm like buzzing. And then the next day I'm like, oh, it's over. And I'm so happy, but I'm also like, oh God, you know, like Jenny even said, she's like, well, I can't wait for tomorrow. Can't wait for the downfall. And I was like, well, I'm human, Jenny.
She's been here before.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. And I said to you when you got here today, because we haven't seen each other since. And I said, yeah, I was mostly happy when I woke up yesterday. Because you know, the first 2 seconds you wake up, where am I?
Yeah, Tina. You look for Tina right away.
Tina. And then you realize that Tina's not there, that you're in your bed.
Right.
And it sunk in right away that the show was complete and I had nothing but satisfaction. The amount of stress we have had the last month, especially, but I want to say two overall, maybe even more, the amount of people that have wanted to hang out the last couple of weeks and have been like, well, no, that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
We got a show coming
up.
It's a lot of work.
I haven't seen my nephews in, I want to say like 3 weeks.
Damn.
And I see them every week.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I miss them.
You got to see them.
My 10-year-old nephew is so cute. He knows how to email now. So once in a while, I'll get a little email that just says hi. Like he doesn't really know how to write like back and forth emails. But yesterday,
so cute.
After the show, I got an email from him that just said, hi, Auntie, how is your show?
Oh, I love
it. So cute. He wanted to know. I sent him a photo of the moms.
Aww.
Yeah, but it was really fun. And we sold out both shows.
Sold out two shows and at a bigger capacity than we've ever done before.
Yeah, and we have the best audience. We have the best audience members, always. But this one particularly was like unbelievable.
If you were at either shows right now, we are so thankful and happy because, yeah, we were backstage and we had an opener, BB So Fresh.
BB So Fresh. Follow her on Instagram. She is the best.
BIBISOU, Fresh with a PH.
That's right.
Drag queen here in Vancouver. She opened the show and me and Amy were backstage about to come through our doors, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, BB is slaying it. And the reaction from the audience, I don't think either of us expected. We looked at each other. It was like we were in an arena with 60,000 people.
Yes.
It was so loud. And not only did that happen the first show, that happened the second show as well. We had two of the best crowds I want to say we ever performed for.
For sure. Hands down. It was amazing. Everything worked. It was fun. People were into it. We tried a new concept. Ryan and I are insane. So every year at the JFL Festival, we do a brand new show from top to bottom that we don't try out before.
Yeah.
Because we're stupid.
Yeah.
But that's just what we do. Most of the stuff that we do is online and on our podcast, and then we'll perform in the festival and here and there in other shows.
Yeah.
But not as much. We used to perform monthly.
Mm-hmm.
We don't anymore.
No.
The girls went online.
They did. I was at the Just for Laughs headquarters the other day, as where I like to hang out.
Right.
And some other stand-ups were coming through, picking up their, you know, accreditation, their lanyards. I love saying that word.
Lanyard.
And I was thinking about it, because I told our friend that was there, he's a stand-up, who's, you know, going to do a show where he's going to tell jokes that he's told before. Me and this girl, Amy, we had all new stuff, like you just said. And I told the people in the office that, I'm like, yeah, everything we've done, we've never done before. They looked at me like it was a horror movie.
Yeah. What?
Like the lights went and started flickering, yeah. You know, a weird kind of sound went in the background. And I was like, yeah, we're trying all new material. They thought it was the most insane thing they'd ever heard.
Honestly. But I get that because, yeah, they're like, you haven't been massaging your jokes for like an entire year to have your best show. And we're like, no, we just wrote it and we don't know how it's going to go. And we actually did a whole brand new concept and incorporated a little bit of PLT into it. We did. Ended with the characters that we always do, our mom's characters, and had a concert. Yeah. And it was fun. So, yeah, I feel really good about it. Yeah. And this man convinced me to do a late show, an early show and a late show. And I said, I don't know if I can do that. Mm-hmm. And I did.
Yeah.
I was on a high.
Yeah.
She stayed up.
You were fucking magnificent both shows. Your energy was insane. When that mic gets in her fucking hand, she becomes a different person. I will admit, the first show, I was there. But I'm really happy we did two shows, because that second show, I felt the fire in my fucking chest a little bit. Good. Like, in a good way. You know what I mean? I felt like a little bit more alive, which is going to happen as a performer. But I'm glad we did two shows as well.
Honey, you were alive in both shows. I don't know what the fuck you're talking
about.
That's
very nice of you. Nice.
Because listen, I work off of anxiety. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of anxiety. I really am pushing through that. Mm-hmm. That's what the high I'm on. I'm like, okay, let's go. And then I black out the whole time.
We also had a bunch of people tell us that we should bring the show on tour.
Yes.
So this is obviously a goal and something hopefully that we can bring into fruition.
And if you want to see us in your city, we'll come.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to know that you want us there.
That's exactly
so
right.
DM us, reach out to us. Mm-hmm. If you work for a festival, if you put on shows, if you're just an audience member, listener that wants to come see us, let us come to you.
We are fringe darlings, and no.
No, we're not fringe darlings.
I had to ask you a question.
You can ask me anything.
What do you feel about people liking their own Instagram posts?
Oh my God. I just saw this recently on a celebrity's Instagram post.
Really?
And they liked it. And they liked their own post. I don't love it.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Because here's the thing. I haven't thought about this for a long time, but I remember a few years ago, I have a certain friend from high school that I still talk to, and she, you know, posted something and then she liked her own post. And I just thought that was a little like, really? Like, you need to like your own post? Like, here's the thing. When you post on Instagram, there's usually thought behind it. You know, I don't post as much anymore. We do on Ryan and Amy, but on our personal ones, I'll go months without posting.
Yeah.
So when I do, let me tell you, I already like that post, because I wouldn't be posting it if I didn't like it.
Right.
So I don't need to physically like it.
You know I like it.
Yeah. I like, you know, I probably like wipe my eyes a little bit.
Hey, just
a
little, don't give away your secrets.
Little detail on my lips.
Hey, you detail your lips?
Yeah, it's one of my little moves I make. But here's the thing. I don't Facetune all the time. Just, and you just got to do it a little bit.
If you do it.
A little zhuzh, as we like to call it. But yeah, I've already posted it, and I just want to show, here's what I'm doing. Maybe a cute boy will see it.
Right.
Hey, I was wrong about Ryan Steele. He was actually quite cute.
Look how white his eyes are.
And then they screenshot it, and then they zoom in, and then they can see how...
Where,
like,
you zhuzhed.
Yeah, they can see around my eyes and how it's obviously not real. And they're like, no, next.
No.
Swipe right or left, whatever way.
I think it's interesting. I would like to talk... Oh, we've got a caller calling in that likes their own post. Just kidding. I would like to talk to somebody about why they do that.
Yeah.
I think we've maybe tried to like our own posts in the past because we thought it might help the algorithm.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure Instagram is like a little bit more sophisticated than that, where it's like, whoa, people are liking their posts. It's just them.
It's all from the same phone, like the same IP address. So
yeah, exactly.
You're not tricking anybody.
You ain't fooling, tricking no one.
No.
But anyways, yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. And I know they don't really like it, but I also feel bad. So like your own post. Fucking do you, okay? Mm-hmm. Like your own shit, but just know that I saw it.
Yeah.
Just know that we saw it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. You liked your own post. I can see it, because you know why? I follow you, and you're the first, like, that's what shows up on the first like.
Mm-hmm.
You need to know that. Listen, if you're gonna like your own post, go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the deal. Just know that I can see that.
Yeah.
Because you're the first name when I go to that picture and look at the likes. It's just you right there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you click the likes, if you want to do that, you're probably at the top because I follow you. You know what I mean?
I mean, if I was already thinking about maybe unfollowing you, you just fucking sealed the deal, baby.
Also, Instagram, if you want to uncollab from something, you should be able to do that without telling the other person. Okay? Anyways. So that's all. That's behind us.
That's behind us.
I need to talk about something.
Go on.
We're watching something together.
Yes, we are.
Love is Blind.
Season 6.
Is it season 6?
It's season 6.
I'm just as obsessed as season one. Yeah. I am.
I thought about that actually because you got me. I didn't really get into it till season five. I think I've always been living through you for the first four seasons. We, you know, Barnett and all that from season
Barnett.
One. But I actually watched this one before you did for the first time ever. And I had that same thought. I was like, season six, I'm still fully horny for it. At what point, like every show, Survivor, you know, all the big shows, they eventually lose some steam.
Right.
Sometimes they can go. Like, I think American Idol went a good fucking like eight, nine, 10 seasons before it started to slow down.
Yeah.
And Survivor, you know, these shows eventually, they got their hardcores like me. I still watch American Idol, Survivor, Amazing Race. I watch everything, Big Brother. I'm crazy. But this show will eventually probably lose some steam. But I think there's enough hardcore fans that this show has longevity to last forever.
I think the concept, it's just been nailed. Like, yeah. It is inevitable that these, okay, listen, can I be
so bold?
May I be so bold?
Yes.
May I be transparent?
Go ahead.
May I just say what's at the tip of my tongue, the top of my head?
Spit it out.
All of these women are broken, insecure, straight women because all of the men are all a-hole, straight, heterosexual, stereotypical men.
This is true.
And they've done it to the women, and society has allowed men to be this way and these straight women to be this way, and they happen to be attracted to men, so they have to be with men.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So now they've put them in this pod, and of course it's going to make for good TV. We're just watching reality. Like, that is the truest reality.
Mm-hmm.
It's just true.
Yeah.
We're watching a male and female. It's not about, like, it's not about the body, the sex, the, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, they really show them as their real selves just talking.
Yeah.
And so we're getting a look at real shit.
Mm-hmm.
These insecure women that have been broken down by men. They're hoping that these men are serious and want to have a wife and settle down, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still the same people. Life doesn't change after you're married. You don't flick a switch and now you're like a different committed person.
Yeah.
It's just not how it goes. You're either that way or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's time to settle down.
Yeah.
So you want me to change myself?
That's right.
Trust the wait, I like this. That's right.
You gotta trust the process.
Yeah.
They always talk about the process. I don't know if my dad will like it, but he doesn't know about this process.
Yeah, my dad doesn't know.
They didn't have this in his day. And we have to talk about one certain person on that show. D, can we please play some sound which makes me think of him right away?
Psycho.
His name is Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
He is, for me, the scariest person I've ever seen in Love is Blind.
Yeah.
There, he told the same story to two different women. And my favorite clip of him was when he was in the male headquarters or whatever, the chambers, whatever they call it, which is really weird.
Yeah.
And he'd forgot his book on the table. And one of the other dudes was like, hey, Matt, you forgot your book over here. And Matt just turns around like a serial killer, like no emotion in his face.
Yeah.
Just kind of like, almost like a robot, just turns, does a, you know, 180, walks to the table, picks up the book, doesn't say thank you, his face does nothing, and then just does another 180 and walks away. Like, he floats away. Like, he's not a real human being, I don't think.
He is very odd. In the beginning, I don't know if they edited it this way, but I'm pretty sure it was real and it makes sense because this got, like, it all added up.
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning, they showed him just leaving pods. When he was talking to girls, he'd just be like, not into it. And he would just leave.
Yeah.
And the girls would be like, hello? Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Where are they from again?
North Carolina.
Yeah,
a lot of religious people this season.
Oh my God, they're talking about God a lot because God will see me through, and God knows what my plan is.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we get married, one of them was saving themselves from marriage.
Yeah.
Saving themselves from when they do get married.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, there's so much to talk about. You guys, if you're not watching Love is Blind, just please watch it. I need to talk about it with more people.
Mm-hmm.
I do have my people that I'm talking about it with, but I could always use more.
That's right.
I know that's right. Ryan and I don't know if we're allowed to say, I know that's right, but we really like saying
it. We always text it to each other.
I know that's right, but we're not sure if we're allowed to say that. So if we're not,
let us know.
Please,
if you're a male.
Yeah, we're always, send us physical mail and say, stop saying, I know that's right. But yes, Matt, he is psychotic. And you said you'd let him ravish you.
Matthew, I will say,
destroy
though,
you.
Oh my God. He is muscular. His eyes, his face, his shoulders. Like, when I first saw him, I love when a big muscular man wears shirts that you can't really tell. He always wore like long sleeves.
Yes.
You know, I'm always wearing, you know, tight shirts in the arms and stuff to try to show off what I got.
Right.
And he wears glasses, which, you know, were nice, but they're not like, I don't know. I don't think they do a lot for him either. He really Clark Kent's himself down, which is you know, I find that very horny.
Yes.
But then he opens up his mouth and then he does the things he does. And I'm like, get me the fuck out of here as soon as I can.
Well, AD.
AD all day.
All day. Clay AD all day. Mm-hmm. AD all day.
All day.
She was eating it up. Mm-hmm. And then some. Mm-hmm. And she didn't know if it was going to be Clay or Matt.
That's right.
But then she found out in the chambers, the mm-hmm. women's chambers, where they hold them and there's yes. no windows.
Yeah.
There's no windows.
That is crazy.
I don't think the only windows are in the skylight. In the pods. Mm-hmm. They're probably like, please get me in the pod. I need to stay in the pods. There's daylight here.
Yeah.
But she was eating it up. And then she went to the chambers yeah. and found out that the other girl was talking the same talk with Matt. And Matt was saying, he was saying the exact same thing. It wasn't like, I like you. It was the exact same words.
Let's leave right now. Blah,
we're going to leave right now. I'm going to do this, this, and that. And AD was like, AD and her unbelievable body.
Yeah.
Damned she work hard.
That's the first thing I said to you too, like a gay man right here, but when I saw AD's body in the fucking pool after when they leave the pod.
She works hard.
I was thinking things.
Mm-hmm. She works very hard. Mm-hmm. And she looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And you know what? We're gonna fast forward now. Forget Matt. Fuck off, Matt.
Fuck off, man. Get out of here.
Matt didn't get chosen because he's crazy, but I think he's coming back and I can't wait till he comes back.
Is he coming back?
Well, I think they're gonna probably introduce him like at the parties, you know, when they bring them back.
Oh god.
He has to. He's too crazy.
One of the best parts of the show is when they all meet each other after in real life.
I can't even.
IRL.
An IRL. Anyways, but how about this? What about, so AD ends up picking Clay. Spoiler alert!
Hey.
You should have been watching it.
Yep.
When AD ends up picking Clay and they start talking, she's like, well, what if I put on weight? What if my body starts changing? Or we have kids and my body starts changing. He confidently looks at her and goes, oh, don't worry about that. I'll be getting you in the gym. And she was like, and he was thinking confidently that that's what she wanted to hear.
Yeah,
he's like, don't worry, AD, I got you. I will get you in the gym. And she was like, well, what if I don't want to go to the gym? Like, what if my body starts changing and, you know, females' bodies are different. I have to work very hard for this body. Mm-hmm. And once I have children, I don't know if what's going to happen. And he was like, no, I will be getting you in the gym. She's like, well, what would you say to me? Expecting him to be like gentle.
Yeah.
And he's like, I would say you're overweight.
Mm-hmm.
You need to get in the gym. You don't look right. Like basically, essentially.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay, but like, I don't really like that. And he was like, well, he just seems like clueless.
If there's an example on how to answer something incorrectly, he just nailed it.
He nailed it.
And like, you could have been like, you know, when you sometimes, even with a partner or with you, I'll start answering something and I can see it's not what I'm supposed to be saying. Because I'm not, you know, I'm not perfect, and I'll catch myself.
Right,
I'll notice the facial expression.
Read the room.
I read the room, and then I go, but you know, really, maybe I'd probably just say I'm fine with that. I love you.
Right,
and we'll get through it.
Yeah.
What a dick! I'll get you in the gym. You won't be getting in any weight with me, AD.
No, we'll make sure. I'll be like, he was like, you were in cheerleading. Your cheerleader didn't work you hard enough. Like you should be used to that because he's an athlete. He was an athlete too, and I guess she was an athlete.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yeah, I was an athlete too, but things change, Clay.
That's right.
And sometimes you're with someone who accepts you for who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm constantly testing Jenny. I'm like, you think I'm fat? You think I look fat today? Yesterday, I grabbed my belly and I said, do you like this? And she knew to say, yes, I do.
She knows how to do it.
She knows how to do it. 2 days before that, I grabbed my belly and said, do you think this is cute? And she said, yes, I do. And I know she doesn't,
yeah.
but she will say that
you
to me.
You gotta test her sometimes.
I test her.
Because with one click, she's gone.
Exactly. And she'll do hints like, you know, your body will feel better if you... Shut up!
Mm-hmm.
Get me my Toblerone.
That's right.
And she's like, well, okay, you can have your Toblerone, but like, this is the third one you've had that...
Shut up!
Shut up!
I have a show this month. You know it. I'm stressed out.
You know, that's what I keep saying, keep blaming it on. But now the show's over.
Oh.
So now I have to change myself.
I guess so, yeah.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. You're going to figure something out. You look amazing.
Thank you.
You know what also happened the day of our show?
What?
I had my 50th day of sobriety.
Hey, baby! D. I like it like that.
Yeah,
I like it like that.
Nah, nah, nah,
I'm so proud of you.
50 days. That I feel like that was my first time where I felt a little bit of a, you know, I reached some sort of...
landmark.
Yeah, milestone, landmark. And 50 days, that was cool. And I'm excited for 100. I think at 100, I'm going to do a little post. I want to thank Marissa. I think Marissa's on the same journey as me right now. She listens to the pod. She's doing the sober year. And my friend Allie. And it's kind of like I don't even think about it much anymore. Every morning, I don't know if I mentioned this, whenever I wake up, I have a whiteboard in my kitchen and I put my coffee on. I have my creatine. That's true. And then I go to my whiteboard and every day I make another day of sobriety, I change the number. So today is, I think, 52 or 53. And so yeah, then it's kind of something, a little reward for me right when I wake up, just to see the number increase. And I'm excited to see 100 and then 200 and then, 50 days down and 300 and something to go. And I don't get my rash anymore, which I really like.
That's nice.
Because I think I might have talked about it. I get a rash from drinking alcohol. I'm probably allergic and I probably should never drink alcohol again, to be quite honest. Let's see what happens. But I haven't got my rash in 52 days. That's really nice.
That's a nice feeling, Sue.
Because it's warm and it's itchy and it makes me look really disgusting.
Yeah. And you don't have to get intoxicated to have a good time.
You really don't.
Enjoy a beer. Mm-hmm. Can we go back to TV for a second?
Please do.
Have you been keeping up with the new Vanderpump?
No, because I started season one and I never kept it because we had a show.
We were busy.
Now that the show's over, I'm going to catch up on my shows, my Vanderpump.
Don't get your rash again. You're getting crazy. Here's the thing that I'm going to say that doesn't give anything away.
Okay.
Ariana?
Yeah.
You know, part of the Scandoval.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Yeah.
She is really getting big for her britches.
Okay.
And she's kind of acting queenish.
Oh.
I know it was a bad thing that happened to her. Okay. It was awful. It was, I can't even believe it. It was the scandal of the year, the season, the world.
This is true.
It broke the world. But, okay, enough.
Yeah.
He's talking about he wants to take his own life. Of course he's in that zone because everyone came after him.
He's saying that?
Yes. He's saying that he has been so down and so depressed from what has happened, from like media and everything and is all that stuff, that he has contemplated suicide.
Damn, that's pretty real.
And one of the girls says to Ariana, like, she's crying and she's like, I'm afraid. She's like, because we're all coming down on him and like, I just feel like maybe we should ease up a bit. Mm-hmm. And Ariana said, no way in hell.
Really?
She was like, there's no way. And you know what? He's feeling like this for a reason because of what he did.
Yeah.
Okay, Ariana. Yes, it's awful. But when he takes his own life, knock on wood, when someone commits suicide, and this is getting dark. I don't want to talk about this. Why'd I bring this up?
No.
But when and if something ever happened, how would you feel?
I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
Here's your chance to say what he did is disgusting and sick, but obviously, no, I don't think it is. I don't think it's enough for someone to want to take their own life. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Yeah, that
is awful. I'm not going to ease up on him. I'm not going to talk to him, but like maybe I can let this fucking move on.
Yeah.
She's really taking it home.
Well, she's also like way more famous now. I was going to say, do you think like 2 years ago, or whenever this happened, a year ago, if she had the chance, if she knew what was going to happen to her celebrity status and the show, do you think she'd go through it again?
Oh my God.
Because she is like, I mean, I only know her. She's been on Love Island a couple times because I watched Love Island, and now I'm watching Love Island games.
Okay.
Ariana shows up sometimes and she always says her like, do you ever, you've watched Love Island a little bit, because there's this corridor they always walk through and it's slow motion and music and they look back at the camera. Girl, stop blowing kisses to the camera,
by the
way, too. I hate that so much. They always look at the camera and they go, and they think it's sexy. It's the stupidest, ugliest thing I've ever seen. Stop doing it. But yeah. Ariana, is that how you say it?
I think it's Ariana.
She showed up a couple times to the US version and now to the games, the world version, whatever. And I don't think she would have got that if Scandal did not happen.
Absolutely not. She was on Dancing with... They say you've made it when you're on Dancing with the Stars.
I think we're close. They asked me, but it didn't work out with my schedule with the Canucks.
Yeah, I wish they'd ask me.
Oh, they will.
Well,
now that you're JFL's, you know, shining light.
Now that I'm JFL's shining light, and that's what they told me for sure, yeah. Factually,
yeah.
I'll probably be on Dancing with the Stars.
This is right.
I guess. Wow, my life's about to change.
I'm really excited for you.
I'm really excited for our guest.
Me too.
Should we get to him?
Let's do it.
Okay. Our guest today is a good friend, an icon, and a musician who just released an amazing song called Ménage à Toi. And if you don't know him, you better get to know him, honey. He also stole a My Little Pony from a friend once when he was a child. It's Calvin Cass!
Yes!
And I love My Little Pony.
You do? My Little Pony. My na-na-na-na. Listen, which My Little Pony was it? Do you remember?
It was purple. I don't remember the name of it, but I really wanted it.
Why did you steal it? Why would you do something like that?
It was a scented one. They remember they used to be scented. You could like rub the little bum part and it would like have scents on it.
It's fucked up. That's fucked
that
up.
That is fucked up. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know why you did that to your friend. That's really sick. And I actually don't even want to talk about it because I feel sad now. I don't know how I can be friends with you ever again knowing this story.
Yeah.
I was just really into sniffing butts that early in my life.
That's okay. We know you
still
are.
You still are. Yeah, you still are.
Calvin, we're going to get there. We're going to get there.
Amy, did you have My Little Ponies?
I had My Little Ponies. I guess I have a terrible memory. You know that. Mm. Like, I literally have thousands of more PLT stories that I just can't unlock.
Did you like feminine toys?
Did I like feminine toys?
Yeah.
I liked it all.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I liked all of it.
I liked My Little Ponies, but my parents didn't like that. We talked about that.
They
before.
Never wanted you to have that.
No.
Calvin, we're so happy to have you here. You and I have known each other since... You came into my life through my partner, Jenny.
I did.
You and Michael, your husband, came into my life. And then not long after, your third came into our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to tell you something. If you don't know Calvin Cass, wake up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And so,
sure.
And if you do, you know that he is open about being in a throuple. And his third is also named Michael.
Two Michaels.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like a TV show like plot.
Mainly to keep it easy.
Calvin, Michael, and Michael.
Yeah.
I'm Calvin. This is my boyfriend, Michael. And this is my other boyfriend, Michael.
I just say the Michaels.
The Michaels. Oh,
like that.
He truly does say the Michaels.
The
I'm
Michaels?
Like, so how's everything going? He's like, yeah, the Michaels are fine. I'm like, okay, good. Because I mostly see you. I see you the most often. But anyhow, yeah. So I have to say right off the bat, I mean, we're going to get to your music, honey, because that's what we really want to talk about. But Calvin being in a throuple, Calvin, Michael, and Michael being in a throuple, I got to say, was my first experience... knowing a throuple, and not only knowing a throuple, but being close to a throuple.
Mm-hmm.
And initially, I remember being like, wow, this is... It never was like a judgment, like, oh my God, what the fuck? We can't be friends. But I remember being like, wow, this is interesting, and this is new, and like, how does this make me feel as a friend and an outsider? Mm-hmm. And it was one of the coolest things and has been such a huge thing for me as a person and as your friend and watching you be... in a throuple and watching how amazing and beautiful and real and kind it can be and how hard it can be.
Yeah, so and hard.
You're super open about it when we talk, which I really like. And I feel super special to like get to have an insider, you know, insider knowledge of what it is like. For people who are like a throuple, what the fuck? What are some things that, you know, you can say about being in a throuple, like what it's like and I don't know, anything.
Yeah, I definitely never thought this was a path I would go on. It was, I mean, you and I have talked about this before, but the whole idea of sharing somebody, like, we're not taught that that's okay, number one. And, like, the whole jealousy factor was obviously an issue right up front, and it's always, in the beginning, related to sex. That obviously evolves as time goes on, that dissipates, and it becomes more about, like, the intellectual side of connecting with somebody in different ways.
I just think people will be really interested in this, because I think, like I said before, I think there's a lot of people that don't know anybody that's in, like, a real, whatever a real throuple means, you know, or a different, based on society, relationship.
Yeah.
So I think also, because we want to talk about your new single, Ménage à Toi, this fucking a bop. It's a fucking bop.
It's a banger.
It's a banger. Dee, can you play a little bit of Ménage à Toi, please?
So tell me what it's good.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It's so good.
So catchy.
It's so good. And anyway, we're going to get there. It's in a million different charts. I know that much.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fucking, it's racing up the charts.
Yep.
It's climbing.
Number one, here I come.
okay. Calvin, stop dancing. This isn't a fun
climbing.
Podcast.
I was climbing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's kind of dancey like. Anyways, yeah, I want to dive a little deeper into the throuple. I'm curious.
Well, I want to say, too, I can't even make one guy work, so you can make two guys work. I tip my hat to you.
But, Calvin, you've been open about being in therapy with your partners.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think is interesting, too, because it's not just like rainbows and butterflies. Like, oh, if they can make a throuple work, then it's a thing. Well, like, it's just like any other relationship plus another personality and connection. So you've been open about going to therapy. What's that done for you guys?
Well, Michael and I were in therapy prior. So when we met Mike, we were already in. And so we were like, okay, we want this to work because if we're going to do this, like, let's really do this. Are you open to joining us in these sessions? And being from South Africa, by the way, like, therapy is not as accepted there. Like, mental health is not as much of a thing in South Africa as it is here. So he said yes, but it was like with hesitation. But the minute that we started, it allowed everybody the floor to really speak their mind and be really open about their own point of view, which is very interesting. We do imago therapy. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
No, what's that?
Imago therapy is when you mirror your partner. So if I have an issue, I'm going to say the issue. You can't say anything. You have to listen to it. And then you have to repeat back to me what I said in my verbiage. You cannot change the verbiage. Because one of the major things that we do, I know, as partners, one of the major things we do is when your partner says something to you, you start like filling in the in-between gaps of like what they really mean. But then we end up kind of going on this journey together of fighting and like, because we make up stories of like, our own version of what they're saying. Like, well, when you said this, this is actually what you meant. Well, it's not always actually what they meant. So it's been very interesting.
Interesting.
Therapy.
Therapy.
Who knew?
Where do you guys sleep?
Well, we all used to sleep together. We actually got a custom bed made.
California king bed?
A Minnesota king.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Wait, why do they call it a Minnesota? No one in Minnesota is fucking in a throuple. A Minnesota king. Okay, it's for families. It's for Christian families.
Yeah. What do you mean? Nobody in Minnesota is in a throuple. They're in like quadruples. There's like...
Okay, sorry. Wow.
Remember sister wives and all that shit?
Oh, it's for sister wives.
I mean, I'm guessing makes that. Sense. I don't know.
No, that's a good point. But now you guys have your own space, right?
I am a bit of... an aggressive sleeper, some may call me. I talk in my sleep. I throw punches in my sleep.
Oh, God.
I kick. Mm-hmm. I knock on doors that are sometimes people's faces.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a full thing. So I've been excommunicated.
So when you want to have naughty time, you knock on real doors and say, let's go. And then I go back to my own bed.
But one time, Amy and I got to be in bed with you.
You did.
Yes, we did. Mm-hmm. We were in the Ménage à Trois video. Mm-hmm. It's such a fun video. The song is so good. It's my favorite song out of all your songs, even though all of them are great. Fun fact, Michael, and Calvin own the hottest North American worldwide salon there is. You've heard us say it before. It's called Brush Salon.
Yeah.
Go check it out. Check out Ménage à Trois. Check out the video if you want to see Ryan's big burly muscles in bed and my bare top of chest and wig that's sitting very high.
And some aging they did on us under our eyes.
That's right. Just so let it be known. Calvin made them do that. Calvin, we did not have in the script that we were older. And when we showed up to set, Calvin was like, okay, so I thought it'd be cool if you guys were like old. And Ryan and I were like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, just be cool if you guys were old because like you're old and I'll be like fresh and young. And we were like, I guess.
We are already old and you made us older.
Yeah, we're already older than you, Calvin, you stupid bitch.
Listen, anyways. I got these designer bags that live with me all the time. And I just could not have you and your perfect skin showing me up.
Okay.
I mean, I get that. That makes sense.
Too.
Okay.
And people say that a lot to us.
They do, yeah.
They do. So out of left field, how come whenever I come over, your dogs try to fuck me?
Well, it's learned behavior.
They see you guys fucking. And so every time I come over there, I'm so sorry, it has nothing to do with your album, but I was thinking about Finnegan. I was thinking about what the hell's the other stinky one?
No, you guys have taken care of them. So we just assume it was from watching Jenny hump you that they've learned this behavior.
No,
he's
listen.
He's coming for you.
We used to stay at their house because it's nicer than ours when they go away because they're rich.
Yeah.
And we would stay at their house and we would take care of the dogs, Finny and fucking Milton. Finny and Milton.
How dare you?
I just forgot for a second. Finny and fucking Milty, and they would try and hump the shit. They wanted to hump us so bad. They were like, finally, female. So they'd come and try and fully F us on the couch all the time. We'd be like, get off of us.
You didn't like it a little bit?
Well, no. I didn't. They're small. They're wiener dogs. They're like wiener dash hounds.
Oh, no, thank you.
So they're too long. I don't like it. It's like their body's long, like a penis, sort of. And then they have this little penis, and their penis is always out. Calvin, what's going on in this house? Yeah. What is this?
I'm telling you, it's learned behavior. They never do this unless you're there.
Well, I didn't want to say this, but they're brothers, and I've seen them hump each other too.
Whoa!
Listen, I was all pro throuple before, and now I realize this is like a disgusting sex house. Listen,
we're not a non-judgmental house, and if they're into that's on them.
Okay.
Well, can I say it here? I'd love to watch your house next time you guys go away.
Brian, what?
Damn, a lonely guy.
Disgusting.
You know, I thought it was really fun. I just saw your guys' show the other night, and I laughed. One of the hardest jokes I laughed at throughout the whole night was when Ryan called himself a dom top, because it's so obvious, Ryan.
What's so obvious?
That he's a power bottom?
That you are the power bottom, and that Amy is your dom top.
Yeah, I agree.
In this relationship, but it's funny. For years and years, all the gays are like, oh, Ryan, you're a bottom, you're a bottom. But
he's not.
I'm mostly a top. I will bottom for a special guy.
Hey!
But yeah, for the most part, I'm only going in.
When's the last time you bottomed? Anyways,
I think it's time for BLT stories. D?
Do you want to go first?
Yes, I have we have another viewer PLT story. Viewer, listener, what do we want to call it?
Listener, viewer, you can do both if you sign up to our Patreon.
The story today is from a friend. Let's call him Jimmy.
I love that name.
He writes, about 15 years ago, I met a guy and went back to his place. A classy condo in Yale Town with a baby grand piano. Ooh.
Ooh.
We get naked and start fooling around. He stops and pulls out a large flat box from under his bed, and it's filled with dildos, leather eye mask, rubber gear, handcuffs, various other leather themed sex stuff. But he just pulls out the leather riding crop and asks if I'm into that. I'm like, yeah, sure, fun. So now I'm positioned on my elbows and knees with my ass in the air. He smacks my butt cheeks a couple times, very lightly, nothing too intense. Then out of nowhere, he grabs my cock and balls from behind and kind of pulls them down, and in one swift flick of his wrist, smacks my taint so fucking hard that I upchuck in my mouth instantly. Then, almost a delayed reaction of pain, I 100% vomit on his pillow. So not only am I in horrible pain down there, but also fucking mortified that I've just puked in a stranger's bed. Think of if you've ever hit your funny bone, your elbow, but it's your fucking taint. Fuck, did it hurt. Anyways, that was the end of our sexy time. I apologize, attempted to clean it up, but he said not to worry about it. I got dressed and left. Like I said, this was 15 years ago, but truth be told, I still lie in bed at night sometimes, replaying it over and over in my head. I also sometimes see him out and do my best to not make eye contact. Ugh.
Already the throwing up is the worst part, but getting not only, like, did you throw up? It's not like you were just sick, like, oh no, and then I threw up during getting, like, horned out together. He threw up from pain on his taint.
Yeah. And then offered to clean it up, and the guy was like, nah, just get out of here.
And then he went home. At least the guy was nice about it. Don't worry, just get the fuck out of here. I agree.
He would hit him again. Come on, more.
What if he made him stay and clean up his own puke? If he was like, you know what, actually,
here you can go. Here's some rubber gloves, the washing machine's over there.
I gotta say, I do like the idea that the guy brought it out, asked. I like
this. A lot of consent.
Do you? Yes. And he thought it was okay, and it was a little too hard. He threw up. He said, do you want me to clean it up? No, thank you. It's okay. Please leave.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So I think my friend here is the only PLT. I think he is. I mean? It's not really his fault. He is a PLT. The other guy didn't really. Like you said, he had consent. Maybe he hit too hard.
Yeah. He should have said, let's try, you know, maybe. But maybe your friend, he maybe made it sound like, oh, yeah, I do this all the time. So maybe he. No, still, though. Mm-hmm. Pain is like tolerance for people is very different.
He should have started with a light one.
So when you're power bottoming on the regular, what do you say?
Oh, like, I it's all numb down there these days. So
oh,
I was like,
for real?
Get in there.
Hey, that's too much information.
I'm ready.
Okay, well, yeah. No, Calvin, don't.
Well, I said I want to host it, so let's make it happen. Even if you don't, go away.
More like a quadruple. Nice. Okay.
Okay, Amy, you're right.
Ryan's trying to be a quad. I don't know any quads. Do you?
I don't know any here, but my friend in Toronto said that he knew a five piece.
Oh.
Yeah, and then two of them broke off into their own relationship.
Wow. Where does the line draw at, like, what consists of, so those five people all call each other their partner? Like, yeah. When do you, it's an interesting, like, gray line, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's like, how do you, when does it mean that you identify as a certain number?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are they exclusive? Like, is it a language? Do they just decide that they call each other partners? I'm so curious.
Well, we're going to have to Google this after.
Well, we are exclusive for anyone curious.
Right.
Yes. But a lot of times, like when it's that many, they're actually not. Which I always thought was like, why even call yourself boyfriends then?
That's the thing.
They must get chlamydia like every second week.
Yeah.
It would be so much work.
so many doctor's appointments. Okay, it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've told this story before. If I did, it's probably on episode one. Okay? We've done almost 100. This is episode 99.
99.
Episode 99.
This is Wayne Gretzky, baby.
Wayne Gretzky's wine. Don't have it.
Don't have it. No.
Sorry, don't. It's not good. Oh my God. But you might get a free hat. I liked it because I got the free hat, Amy. Do you want it?
Ruth Goodmurphy, everybody.
She tried to make it better by giving me the free hat. Anyways, my mom got Wayne Gretzky wine because it came with a free hat. And then she felt bad because it was bad, so she wanted to give me the hat. I didn't want the hat. Here we go. Also, Wayne Gretzky's in a new commercial where he's talking to his younger self, and it's AI, and it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
They didn't pay very much for the AI because it's not very good.
it looks like a Snapchat filter. It looks like we could have made it.
100%. Yeah. Anyways, all the people on our Instagram that go, that's a filter. Okay. A friend of mine is a doctor. He was working in the ER and this man came in and this man was saying that he fell on a pencil. He said he was working in a shop. He was a middle-aged man. And he said, I fell on my pencil. It's up my anus and I'm in so much pain. I need you to get it out. I fell on my pencil. So they call his emergency contact, who happens to be his daughter, and his daughter comes. She's like, oh my God, what's happening? Like, what's going on? And he's like, I fell on a pencil in my shop. I was doing like some mechanical stuff and I sort of just fell down on a pencil. And his daughter's like, what? Like, okay, like what is going on? My friend who's a doctor is gay. He's a gay man. And he's like, sir, you fell on a pencil? And he's like, yes, I assure you, yes. He's like, okay, sir, let me get this out for you, whatever this is. So anyways, sure enough, his daughter's there like, oh my God, this guy's in so much pain. This thing is stuck in his butt. He can't get it out. He's like, it's up too high. I can't get it out. When this thing comes out and his daughter is there, it is a contraption. I don't know if his daughter watched it come out of his anus. I doubt it.
She pulled it out.
When his daughter pulled it out of their dad's anus, the doctor was like, would you like to do the honors? Yeah,
it's kind of customary around here. if you have the option.
Yeah, we don't have enough hands here. Do you mind doing this surgery? So the daughter's like around, or maybe she's like, I don't know. It might have just been, it wasn't a surgery. I think they just had to like go up and find it with some, who knows what, some contraption. Well, speaking of contraptions, when they pull this thing out, it is very clear that this man has built, this quote unquote straight man who has a wife and kids, built in his shop at his own dildo out of like mechanical things. It was like a stick and like some screws and like some things around it that he could put up his ass. And when they pulled it out, it was not a pencil. I do not think he thought that his daughter was going to be called.
Yeah, exactly.
I think he was panicking and didn't know what to say, what this thing was in his ass. So he just said it was a pencil.
And he had to commit to it.
Yeah, he had to commit to it. And it was not a pencil. And it was very clearly a contraption that he had made himself and inserted into his own anus. Thank you.
Oh. Okay, the first thing I want to say is there are a lot of things you can buy out there that go into your ass for a purpose, like for that kind of pleasure. You shouldn't have to make a contraption out of a pencil and stuff.
I was just going to say thank you for bringing that up because I also want to promote my new online store.
Yeah, go on.
Go on.
Okay, he just showed us a bunch of his fingers.
If you're on our Patreon, you'll see what's on his online shop. Just a silicone hand.
Yeah.
But like, listen, PSA, if you're going to put something in your anus and you're not really sure and you've made it yourself, exactly. You've made a contraption, put a string on the end so you can pull it out.
Yeah.
Like a tampon.
Exactly. Anyways, okay, you're up, Calvin.
Well, he's a PLT.
He's a PLT.
So, as we mentioned before, I'm a hairstylist. It's my day job. And when I started my career, many, many moons ago, I won't say how long ago, but I was 19 at the time. I was pretty new in it. And Amy, you've seen me work. Like, I don't really have a minute to go to the bathroom throughout the day. Like, I'm go between clients all day. I don't really have a lunch break. Like, we just keep going. And so on this particular day early in my career, was one of those days. I didn't go all day. And then I had a dinner to go to because Michael and I just started dating. So I'm trying to rush home to get ready. But I needed to take a piss real bad. But in my mind, I'm like, it's cool. Like, I live 10 minutes away. I'm just going to hop in the car and I'll drive. As I turn off onto the highway, there's like a full-on accident. So I'm stuck now in the traffic and ends up being like 45 minutes on the road. And I'm wearing dress pants at the time. And I had already not, like I said, not pissed all day. So I'm sitting there and like, I can feel my stomach getting bigger. Obviously, like more liquids entering. So finally I get home and I run up the stairs into the bathroom. And these pants were just tight enough that it's like you have to breathe in to undo the latch. As I breathed in, it just started coming out. And I wasn't, like, it wasn't out. So I just stepped into the bathtub right beside the toilet. Just fully pissed my pants.
That is best case scenario.
A 19-year-old man pissing his pants.
19-year-old man just pissing my pants. Also, not just like a casual like sweatpants or something, like fully dressed in a, like a suit kind of vibe.
You were right there too.
I made it that whole fucking way.
Can I ask a penis question?
Yeah. Always.
If you were in a car, thank you. If you were in a car and you had to like sit in your seat and piss out the window, if you could just like, do it, could you hold your penis and aim it up and out the window?
You could, but you'd have to trust that the jet stream would be
strong.
Because sometimes it separates.
Right.
Yes. Also, if there's people around, like even around, even sometimes if I'm, Amy's here, I'll go pee. It takes me about 10 seconds to start urinating because I'm in my head. There's someone here. If I'm by myself, it comes out right away. Mm-hmm. But if there's someone around, it's always that little.
You're scared. You're scared that goes, I might come. What are you scared of?
That you're going to come and eat my pee.
I'm not going to eat
A pee monster, Jenny told me.
I'm not.
There's lots of pee monsters from North Van, and I'm just scared you're one of them.
A urine queen.
It is a North Van thing.
It is. Yeah. It is a North Van thing. People don't know that, but it is.
Well, were you late for your date?
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, yes. Yes,
we'll leave it there. Yeah. He pissed. I also love the, I like the visual of standing in the tub and just sad and then pissing all over your dress
and
pants.
You know what the worst part is, it's not even like the worst piss story I have. I don't see that.
Oh, I'm sure.
To
the other one. No, we don't have the time. That was good.
Yeah, we'll have you back.
Yeah, we'll have you back. We'll have you back on your next big hit.
Honey, you're a massive PLT.
You are a massive PLT. You're the only one.
Calvin Cass pissed himself. Mm-hmm. Like every episode, we end with a question. Sticking with the theme of menage a trois and thruples, if you could be in a celebrity thruple, who would you want the other two people to be? I'll start if you guys want it.
Yes,
you
know, let me think about this.
Because I thought of the question, I did have a second to think about it.
Yeah.
Number one would be Henry Cavill, you know, who was Superman there once upon a time.
Yeah.
Just... he is my guy. Muscular, hairy chest, good face. Oh my God, he was Superman. Like, destroy me. And then the other guy, I call him a celebrity. I think you guys will know who I'm talking about. His name is Bruno Alcantara. He's the Brazilian guy on RuPaul's Drag Race. He's in the pit crew and he's got those green eyes. Mm-hmm. And he's been on for probably like, I think, 3 or 4 seasons. And he's so muscular and mm-hmm. he's dark skin and he's got a hairy chest too, of course. But he's so nice. I think he's straight in real life. But like I said, it can be anybody you want. So I think Bruno would be a nice little, like, you know, mix with Henry and me. And they would just like have their way with me. It would be amazing.
You said it before, destroy you. Mm-hmm. You want to be destroyed. Destroy me.
Calvin, you're making me horny. Something's up. Hey, I want to be destroyed.
It's the song Menage a Trois.
It is.
Do you know your answer, Calvin?
I have one. But do you have one?
No, I got to still think. So if you do,
okay,
go.
Okay, so the first one would be Jason Momoa.
Oh.
I thought about him, yeah.
Yeah. And then the second one would be Chris Hemsworth.
Oh.
Okay, big beefy guys as well. Look at us, mm-hmm. the twins.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to say mine is probably... Let me just think for a second. Okay, I'm going to say that mine is probably Barbara Walters and Sally Jesse.
Go on.
Like, I just want them to interview me and then lay me down and the rest is history.
Yeah.
I want them to be like, where, like, so tell us about yourself. And like, I want them to interview me, get to know
you're
me.
So
I know. And I want Barbara Walters to be like, you're not telling the truth. I can tell. Get me, like, you know, she'd get into it. Sally Jesse would like have her red frame glasses.
I was gonna say
on.
She'd take them off, maybe put them on you.
Exactly. And I'd be like, I would like quiver, you know? Yeah. So I think probably those two ladies would I would want them to destroy me.
That's a wonderful answer.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, Calvin, where can people find you on social media?
Well, my name is spelled C-A-L-V-Y-N. So if you do at and then put a period between each letter,
mm-hmm.
at C.A.L.V.Y.N. That's me.
Okay. Right. So, okay. good luck finding him. Just go to our friends list, typed in Calvin with a Y
there you go.
On the VIN, and then you'll find him there. Or look for Brush Salon. Mm-hmm. You'll find him there, too.
I'm there, too. Yes.
Yes. Well, Calvin, we love you so much, and thank you for being on our podcast. And go check out Ménage à Trois right now, where you find all of your songs. Go watch the music video if you want to see
us. Yes, on YouTube.
And guess what? We love you. Goodbye.
I can love you, too.
Thank you, Calvin.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.